welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Woody Walker, and I'm from Hope Mills, North Carolina. And we want to welcome you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Woody Wharton, and I'm from Hope Mills, North Carolina. We want to welcome you to Nation on the Spot Blog Talk Radio. We just want to tell everybody we're glad that you're here. We know you could have been doing anything tonight, but you decided to tune in with us. So we want to thank you for coming out tonight and listening. Tonight, it gives me extreme pleasure to introduce a very good friend of mine, a mentor, and just a great all-around guy. And what I'd like to do now is introduce my real good friend, Reverend James Bonecrusher Smith, former heavyweight boxing champion of the world.
Thank you very much, Woody, and it's, I thank you for those kind words, and appreciate everybody to join us tonight on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm live here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I look forward to sharing some very valuable information with some very key guests on the call tonight, and I want to thank Pastor Nathan Hill for allowing us to be on this show tonight. And first of all, if Mr. J.C. Hill is out there, and he's the founder and president of We Share Crowdfunding, and I'd like for him to step up and share a few words about crowdfunding. And we're going to designate this call tonight for letting people know how they can raise money from around the world by sharing. My favorite phrase is we share, we invite to a call like this, a radio show like this. We donate, and we position ourselves to receive donations, and those donations could come from around the world. So if Mr. J.C. Hill, the president, founding president of We Share Crowdfunding, if he's on the line tonight, we'd like to say hello and come forward. Please come forward and share a few words with us. Mr. Hill, are you there?
I don't see. He didn't press one. He have to press one if he want to come live. I got so many callers. If he don't press one, I don't know who he is.
Okay.
He got to press one because I got so many people on the line until if he don't press one, I wouldn't know him.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead, Pastor, and introduce yourself, and let's see if I can reach out to him.
Okay. My name is Nathan Hill from Orangeburg, South Carolina. I host Bob Stop Radio Show. I mean, me and Mr. Bonecrusher have been friends now for quite a few years, and it's a joy and pleasure. I see someone. Let me see if this is him. I got a... I'm going to send 347.
Yes, that's live. Me.
That's
yes,
who?
That's me.
Okay, you on the spot.
J.C. Hill.
Okay,
I've
Mr.
been saying hello, and nobody was
yeah,
listening.
Yeah, but you got... okay, I just saw you. I got so many people on the line.
Okay.
Many people on the line.
Well, hello, Woody and Bonecrusher. I'm glad to be here. I'm very pleased to be here. My name is James C. Hill. I go by J.C. I'm the founder of We Share Crowdfunding. And what is crowdfunding? That is a good question right there to start with that. Well, it's been a phenomenon that has started years ago. It was even used to raise funds for a presidential election. And it is something that is very, very unique. It's not equity crowdfunding. It's just a way for people to help other people around the world. And there's over 500 platforms out there. Let me give you names of a couple. And if you've never heard of crowdfunding, you may want to go to these websites, Kickstarter.com and Go GoFundMe at GoFundMe.com or crowdfunding.com. You can go to their website and learn a lot about crowdfunding in general. And we really don't mind sending people to our competitors' websites, because once they take a look at our website, which is at WeShareCrowdfunding.com, and I'm sure you'll get a link from Bone Crusher here in a little bit, but it is very different between what we do and the other platforms. Now, again, to get more into the detail as to what is crowdfunding. Well, let's say that you wanted to pay off a wedding or put a new roof on your house or take a vacation because you haven't been able to go on a vacation for 20 years or anything that you can think of. Put in a new sidewalk. You've got a loved one that has an illness and it's beyond what you could do with insurance, or maybe you don't have insurance. And there are many, many different types of projects that one could have. But the greatest projects are those that is for somebody else, okay? Now, every fundraising management company takes a certain percentage of fees. So let me give you an example. You could say, you know, I could send this out through social media to thousands of people that I want to put together a new shoe store and help me become rich. Or you could put out a message to all of those people and say, I am looking to house to put shoes on children and adults that just don't have the money for it. And I need a shoe store to put that together. Okay, now that is a project that's bigger than you. So it's showing that you care about others. And those will be the ones that will prosper the greatest in the amount of funds that are coming in the form of pledge. Now, let's talk about how we compare to these other platforms like Kickstarter, GoFundMe, et cetera. And like I said, there's over 500 worldwide. First of all, with them, you have to go and find every single person that is coming to make a donation to you. Now, that donation and the project that you're on is what I kind of refer to as unilateral. I mean, it's where you're going out and saying, please give money to me, my project, my cause. And so it's just one way, all right? And you literally, the ones that have been very, very successful typically get hundreds, if not thousands. And that those other companies, those other platforms charge a fee, and it varies between, you know, 5% and 8%. But you know, you can set up your project and just let people know what it is, and you want to really pull on people's heartstrings. But you may have seen some of this in the news, and there's been tremendous success, and that's why it's becoming a worldwide phenomenon. Now, how different are we in regards to that? Well, first of all, Roar, when you join us for free, and you can go and put together your project with us on the donations that you receive, and you could, again, go out and get thousands of people to come to you and make a donation, you get 100% of those pledges. 100%. We don't charge you anything for that. The next thing is that where they are unilateral, we're bilateral. Where what we're doing is we're going out and finding, and you don't need thousands. You really don't, and I'll explain a little bit more about our team effort here in a little bit. But you go to people saying, you know, not please help me. You don't go to somebody and say, please make a donation to me. You go to somebody and say, what is your dream? What is it that you would really like? You know, what kind of project? And I actually went into a bank and talked to the officer, bank officer there, and I said, you know, what kind of projects do you have? And he said, well, I really don't have any. I said, okay. So I sat down at his desk, and I looked on his desk, and there was two pictures of two young girls. And I said, who are they? And he said, oh, those are my girls. And I said, oh, yeah? Do you plan on them going to college someday? And he rolled his eyes back, knowing, you know, well, if I can afford it. And I looked at him and smiled. And I said, there is two big projects right there, okay, to send those girls off to school. So everybody has a project. You don't think you do. I mean from the monk in the Himalayas to Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. Everybody has projects that need funding. And what we're doing, okay, besides the 100%, is that we're working together as a team. And what we have taken from a industry called network marketing is the concept of exponential growth. In other words, you go to people and say, if I could help you with your project, my project will automatically succeed. So let me help you. And so that's what I mean by bilateral. But if you went with these other platforms, there and somebody makes a donation to you, there's really nothing in it for them other than the gratification of helping. With us, when you go to somebody and say, what can I do to help you with your project, okay, that's what they're focused on. That's what they're thinking about. But see, they have to do the same thing. But when you bring them into this platform, with WeShare crowdfunding, they make a donation to you in order to get qualified to receive donations from others. So with us, you must first give in order to receive. However, they become a part of this, and they share this with people who become a part of it, and they share it with people who become a part of it. So it just keeps expanding exponentially. And at this point, we're the only crowdfunding platform out there that has this concept of growing your donor base exponentially through the concept of referral marketing. So you're working together as a team instead of all by yourself trying to go get thousands. You can do this as a team and share this with, you know, 5, 10 people, maybe more, okay? But they will share it with people, and they will share it with people, and before you know it, you have thousands who are donating to you. It's just a very, very unique concept. So, again, we're paying out 100%, and I've had a lot of people ask the question, how does the company make money? Well, we do exactly what you do. We have a crowdfunding platform ourselves, so we design this for what would we like? What would we want to? How would we want to do this? So we're just doing the same thing you are, going out and sharing this with people who share it with people who share it with people. And right now, And we're just getting this rolling. We have over 14,000 people participating, and before months go by, I anticipate that many coming in a week, and then soon a day. We're worldwide. We're all over the world. We have people, I mean lots of people, in Germany and Poland and India and Philippines and South Korea and Russia's just coming on board, and of course other countries around the world, New Zealand, Australia. It's just going, you know, pretty crazy at this point, but we're just scratching the surface. And it's because we're working this not as people being independent and solo and just trying to do everything themselves,
We're working this as a team. And we also have a concept that's very, very unique in sharing donations. And I won't go into that now, but it's really, really unique as well. And we have an extraordinary marketing system where these other platforms don't have anything. They just tell you, you know, go and put this out on the Facebook and so forth. And that's it, where we have a marketing system, because what you're really doing is marketing your project, okay, to try to encourage people to donate to it. But again, they have a special reason to donate to it. They want to receive from others. So that's why this is just really, really unique. But I have somebody that should be on the call. Hopefully he was having a personal issue and was running tight on time. But let me see. If I could, I'd like to bring on my vice president, Roger Johnsrud, and see if he can expand on our marketing system. You there, Roger?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Well, I'm used to the radio having a commercial, so maybe I'm supposed to plug the company. Anyway, we're having a great time here, and I met Bone Crusher here some time ago. We had some dinner in Vegas, and that was a great, wonderful time, and to try to show him what we're doing. I was excited when I was introduced with the program. People can check my background. It's out there on the Internet, and I've been involved with a lot of different things, but this was something that looked incredibly exciting and an opportunity to put together a system to help people reach their dreams. And so we are putting a lot of effort into creating a marketing channel that will allow people to rapidly penetrate the worldwide marketplace so that they can bring their dreams by putting their project in front of the world, and at the same time reach virtually everybody in the world to help them get their dream. And that's kind of what we're doing with our system. We have integrated our project pages. We have directory systems we're putting in place where people will be able to search through the various projects. We've already splitting our systems up so that we can handle any kind of load using our cloud-based servers and things, so that we can grow rapidly at any rate, which we expect to be rather rapid here shortly. We're going to be probably pretty disruptive in the field. So those of you that have an idea or a dream for a project that you would like to bring forward, and that dream can be anything. And JC mentioned a little bit about that, but I want to bring it home because it really is the crux of our entire program. No matter kind of platform or marketing tools you have or whatever to help you, unless you have your heart in your project and your heart will do something for others, you're going to struggle with any kind of fundraising project that you have, whether it be personal or on the Internet. So as he mentioned, think of the guy that some guy that, like he says, with the shoes. A guy downtown homeless, a pair of shoes could be the most important project in the world to him. And that is a good, valid project for him. But we even want that individual to go beyond himself. We would rather have, say, well, my project is to raise enough to put shoes on everybody in a 4-block area around me in this homeless community. Now he's doing something that can get the community going. It pushes cash into the community. It creates jobs. It's just incredible what can happen, which is the basis of crowdfunding. Crowdfunding was designed to create a cash flow into your community. And if you use this correctly and with the tools that we're providing you, I think that you're going to be very excited. So without me having to give my name and phone number and website address so you can all come join me, I'm going to turn it back over to the host.
Well, why don't you expand on the type of organizations that are going to be participating with this, and some already are. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Churches,
sure.
Athletic little leagues, and so forth.
Sure. we cater to everybody, okay? Whether it be a personal project for raising funds for your education, for your school, for your baseball team, for Little League, for your entire league, to non-profit organizations, to not-for-profit organizations, saving the planet, churches, and the way you do these, some of these are think out of the box. As an example, a church organization, instead of trying to get the individuals of your congregation to try to donate and sustain you constantly, if you enlist into our program with your organization, and then you get your congregation out looking for their own projects and enroll and educate other churches, you now have other churches that are bringing their congregations in, and you end up with a wide community because we teach everybody to share from organization to organization. And as that can expand rapidly. It can create enormous growth for you. We have individuals that have got theater chains that reach millions of people every month in their broadcasting that are going to be placing commercials for this on their theaters to help, not just for their own personal gain, but they're actually going to be driving traffic and individuals into getting their own projects to help some of the Battered Women's Association, as an example. So there are many, many groups, organizations, and good causes in the world that if you really think about it, everybody can get excited about this. And it really feels good in the morning to get up and call somebody and try to help them reach their dream.
Hey, Bone Crusher, why don't you share with everybody the project that you're working on? Because, I mean, that sounds really wonderful.
Well, thank you very much. I want to thank JC, the president and founder of We Share Crowdfunding, and Roger for sharing that information. And it was great seeing you out in Las Vegas. I have a charity called Champion for Kids, and I've been mentoring kids for a long time. In my community, I'm working with kids, and I'm trying to get them to do some writing, and it's called the Do Right Challenge. And I'm getting kids to focus on writing essays and making that as a project, getting the families together and working with their families, the mom and the dad, and create a legacy through crowdfunding. And I was introduced by Woody Wharton, who was doing the welcome tonight, and he texted me and called me and said, I finally returned his call, and he says, he asked me one question: did I know anybody that need to raise some money? And I said, me, I need to raise some money. So he was familiar with my program, Champions for Kids, and my mentoring program. So he asked me that question, and I said, and he showed me how I could get involved. And I made a small donation to his project. He was trying to, and he can tell his own story, but I made a donation, and because of my donation, I was able to set up my project through crowdfunding. And so, Woody, if you're there, you step up right now and share with the folks how you got started, and we'll kind of go from there.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bone Crusher. Like I said earlier, I'm Woody Wharton. I'm out of Hope Mills, North Carolina, and I own a before and after school center, and I take care of kids in the morning, get them to school safely, and then also pick them up after school and take care of them so their parents can pick them up. And a couple months ago, my bus stopped running, transmission went out, and so my bus has been sitting in the parking lot, and, you know, we've had to find alternate means to get the kids to school. And I knew I needed a bus, so I tried one of the other crowdfunding platforms. I put a page up there, and I sent it to all my friends and everybody, and I waited for the money to come in, and after a couple of days and weeks and months, no money came in. So I knew about crowdfunding, and a buddy of mine named Clarence Montgomery, and we called Monty, he started sending me emails about We Share Crowdfunding, and I kind of thought that I knew all about crowdfunding, and so I really wasn't paying attention. But one day he sent me a message and said, do you have a project that you need funded? And I sent him back, and I said, yeah, I need a bus. And he sent me back and said, well, I know how you can get funds for your bus. So that intrigued me, and I got in touch with him, and he started giving me the information on WeShare crowdfunding. And, you know, I looked at it, and about a week later, I kept looking at it. I'm that type of guy that will look at something and get on the Internet and look at it some more and search it and do everything. And about a week later, I called Monty back, and I said, hey, man, I think this will work. And I got started, and once I got started, you know, I just started asking people that very simple question is, you know, do you have a project, whether it's personal or business, that you need funded? And, you know, right now, I can't say the rest is history because it's not over yet. We're really just getting started, but it has started out and is doing very well right now. So that's my story, and I just want to turn it back over to you, Bone Crusher.
Yeah. Well, there's another gentleman that I met in Las Vegas as well, and I'd like to bring him on at this time. Jay, are you there? Kind of share your story. Jay from Las Vegas, are you there? Clarence Montgomery, are you there?
Yes, sir, champ, I'm here.
How you doing?
Excellent. Every day is a holiday and a payday.
Go ahead and take it away and share, you know how you got started, and say anything you'd like at this point.
Yes, indeed. Hello, radio fans. Appreciate everybody calling in, and thanks, Bone Crusher, for inviting me to the call. My story is pretty simple. I think I've been networking probably, 20 years off and on. I was on active duty, trying to learn how this stuff works. And anyway, I got introduced to the platform, and it has been the most rewarding program I've ever been involved with. And just like Roger and JC was talking about, having something that's bigger than yourself and having the ability to share it with someone else and really make a difference. And my project is kind of surrounded in a community with helping the food banks. And most of you probably seen the commercials during the holidays, how they're always running out of money to feed people. So I said, what a grand idea, if I could create a situation where whenever that situation arose, I could just go down and pull up a Walmart truck or something and just supply them with whatever they need. So that's what my project is kind of built around. And just as the champ has this champion for kids, I believe everybody can be a champion in their community by helping support others through this platform. So that's kind of my story here, and we only been on the platform a few months. And like Woody said, we're just getting started. It is rewarding. It's probably the simplest thing I've ever done. And through word of mouth, I really believe this will go viral around the world. And I believe you can actually get involved, get someone else involved, and they can actually make a change in their community, not just a cliche.
Thank you
very much. So, Bone Crusher, that's kind of my story, and back to you.
Thank you very much, Monty. We appreciate those words. And, I was excited when I got involved, and one of the first people, the first person that I called was a good friend of mine. I've been knowing her for quite a while now, and she's married to a pastor, and I knew she could get some pastors involved. And is Dr. Trish Holloman on the line?
Yes, I am here. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Well, awesome. I am Dr. Trish Holloman, and I tell you, I was really excited when my dear friend Bone Crusher called me, because the first thing he asked me was, Dr. Trish, are you still looking for money or funds for your project? And, being in the ministry, it was a time when I just came out of prayer, and I was just thanking, the Lord, because it was really an answer, because I had just prayed looking for funds where we can have a continuous flow of income coming in to do the work of the ministry that was really in our heart to do. So we got on board. It's been about just over a month or so, and our heart has really been working with other ministries and just sharing with them an opportunity to bring in funds to help that ministry. And there is not ever a time when a ministry does not need resources, you know, from buying vans for transportation. You know, there's always expansion projects that are going on. A lot of times we're trying to expand with just providing outreach in the community, because the church is really a place where there's a variety of different types of outreach that's available, and it never stops. And so what we've done, my husband and I, is that we have begun to go on the crusades and really just sharing this information, you know, with not only the churches that we fellowship with, but even just around our community. And, you know, some of you that, who I've had the opportunity to share my testimony with before, you know, this is the year for us, the year of Jubilee. And it started back in September, and in that time of Jubilee, this year will last until September of this year of 2015. And during this year, you know, in the Jewish community, you know, debts were set free. Debts were canceled. People who were in bondage were set free. You know, as it would be a time where you could reap a harvest, even where you did not sow. I mean, it was just a tremendous year of prosperity and wealth and just well-being for everyone in the community. So so when I got involved and we got on this platform where we share, that's exactly what it felt like. And so our mission is to connect as many ministries and nonprofit organizations and individuals with a passion, with a desire, with a goal, you know, to this platform so that they can do the work that they've been called to do, and they can share with other people in their community. And I really believe, particularly with the great results that we've seen, that we can literally go in and change a community. And so that's really what our focus is. My husband and I are very excited. You know, this is the beginning of the year, and we really literally want to spend this year of Jubilee introducing and getting other ministries and churches and individuals involved. As long as there's breath in our body and we have an opportunity, this is what we want to do. And it really fits into the vision that I had. As a matter of fact, my project is Visionary Empowerment and Consulting Group. And what we did was actually do seminars and helping to connect people with the resources so that their ministries and projects can grow. And my husband, Pastor Ronnie, our ministry is Acts of Love Ministry. So, you know, here again, this is an act of love. When we take the time to share with somebody else, a platform that can be a blessing to them, you know, then it's not really about our project anymore. But as we help others to realize their goal and realize their dream and begin to dust off that vision that they had, sometimes we set it on the shelf and just leave it there because we're waiting for a windfall. But what I realize is that we, you know, step out on faith, take that vision, take that passion, take that desire that we've been put on the back burner and put it to the forefront, you know, by putting your vision on this website, the WeShare website, and begin to share with others what you're doing. That's the first step of faith. And I tell you, when we took that step of faith, I mean, really, Jubilee has come to our house. And it's coming to our community. So, Champ, we're just really excited that you thought enough about us to give us a call so that we can participate, in this We Share. And we are committed to sharing and sharing it and sharing it so we can't share it anymore. So thank you so much, and I turn it back into your hands.
Thank you very much, Dr. Holloman. And, again, I want to thank all the guests tonight. And, Jay, did you get a chance to get on the online tonight? Jay from Las Vegas, did you get a chance to join us tonight? Well, I want to thank the founder and president, Mr. J.C. Hill, and Roger from for being on tonight, and all the guests that was on, the Woody and Monty and Dr. Holloman and Mr. Pastor Nathan Hill, for making this available. And he just started a couple of days ago. He joined a couple of days ago, and he's going to help a fundraiser his project with the radio voice. And we're going to do this again next Friday, every Friday. And we want to encourage people to plug in to the company conference calls. They have several conference calls weekly. And we're going to do this call every Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And it goes out globally, I mean, around the world. We call in from around the world. And again, we share, we invite. We donate, and we receive donations. So with that said, we want to thank all the guests tonight and everybody that took time to listen in tonight. Good luck and good night.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Hey, Bonecrusher.
Yes.
Before you go out, this is Dr. Ventura. I just wanted to get you back. I haven't heard you for a while. I'm glad to see you back on the air.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Peter.
Yes,
you got,
sir, I'm out
you got two more
I'm
people.
I'm out in San Diego.
Peter.
Yes, sir.
Am I on
Are
with you guys? Hello.
Yeah, you lie. You lie.
Hey, Nathan. This is Joe,
hey,
North
doing?
Carolina.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Okay. We got.
Thank you.
I
welcome.
Think I got another.
I just got home, and I'm wondering what was the topic of tonight's program that I missed. I'm so disturbed that I missed it.
Text me your number. I'll call you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
That
was Mom Joe too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you about it on the show the other night. Yeah. It's the program.
Yeah, that's Joe from North Carolina.
Yes, how
yeah.
you doing?
Fine,
is the
how
show
you doing?
Over? Are they done?
Yeah, they called it.
They're wrapping it up. Okay.
We're getting contact.
I thought it was from like 6 to 7.
No, our time, 9 to 9. We could have written the 9 to 10.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But
yeah. We'll get in contact with you.
You know, and then call them.
Yeah, we'll get in contact.
All right, Nathan. Well, Peter told me I'm going to be on next week anyway, so that's okay. I just wanted to call in and give my opinion about the show. I mean, I was very impressed, and you know, that's okay. If you guys are wrapping it up, I understand.
No, we're going to contact you and see if you need some money funded to you.
Say that again?
I want y'all two to be part of the program. They're going to help
yes.
build a radio station.
Well, yeah, that's why we called in.
Okay, then. We'll get in contact. I get Bone Crush to call you.
All right. Love you,
All
brother.
Right.
Good night,
Love
y'all.
You, too.
All right, Peter. I'll call you. Okay, Peter?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Nathan. Thank you for getting me on. Thank you.
All right. Bone, you still there? Pastor.
in a world.